Michigan voters weighed in on much more than just the presidential election this year. It was a long ballot with statewide proposals, a U.S. Senate race, and lots of state legislative races. That's all on top of local issues. Joining me now to talk about some key races here in Michigan is Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. Hi, Zach.
Hey.
The Michigan Senate and House are currently controlled by Republicans. Some Democrats believed they had a chance to flip the state House. We're still waiting on final vote totals from around the state. How are the prospects for a flip looking right now?
Well, I think those hopes are almost totally diminished. Republicans at minimum right now are at 55 seats. There are 110 seats in the House. And there are six critical seats still outstanding. So the Democrats would need to win all six just to get to 55, and I think that's highly unlikely. Their best hopes, to answer your question, are in Oakland County. But, Oakland County, the tsunami that Democrats had hoped for does not appear to be transpiring.
Zach, let's turn to West Michigan. In Grand Rapids and across Kent County, there had also been that talk of a possible Democratic wave. And then we had a congressional race there between Republican Peter Meyer and Democrat Hillary Scolton in the 3rd District. That seat was vacated when Justin Amash did not run again. Although that race remains undecided, Meyer has a significant lead at the moment. What stands out to you about what we are seeing in West Michigan?
Well, in terms of that race, there's a big amount of vote from Grand Rapids that's yet to be counted. That should be good for Scolton. But I do think, Meyer's looking pretty good right now. I think it just comes down to that outside of the core urban areas in that district, namely Grand Rapids, that the rest of it, that the Trump voters came and Republicans came out in force. Democrats, to flip that district, needed to make far deeper incursions into Kent County than just places like Grand Rapids, East Grand Rapids.
There are other races and issues being decided as the votes are being counted. Could you briefly give us a few races that you're keeping an eye on that might have broader implications for the state of politics here in Michigan?
Clearly, those state house races that we talked about. It doesn't look like Governor Whitmer is going to get the Democratic majority she badly wanted in the House. That's going to have major implications for the next 2 years. And then, the race that's really hanging by a hair's breadth right now is the Michigan Supreme Court. Bridget McCormick, the incumbent Chief Justice, she's easily won re-election. The big race is for that second seat, which is an open seat. And right now, the other Democratic nominee, Elizabeth Welch, has a very narrow lead over one of the Republican nominees, Mary Kelly. If Welch does win, the Democrats will have the majority on the Supreme Court for the first time in 10 years.
Well, finally, Zach, President Trump won Michigan by about 11,000 votes in 2016. The race for president here in Michigan still undecided. I know you're keeping an eye on some counties that could play a big role in the final tally this time around. Which ones and why?
Well, I think the big thing to watch is Wayne County. There's a lot of vote from Wayne County, which is a Democratic stronghold that's not in yet. There's still a decent amount from Oakland that's not in. There's also some from Macomb, though, that's not in. And President Trump has run well again in Macomb. Maybe not quite as well as he did 4 years ago, but it's a good spot for him. It appears to me, just in general, in some parts of the state, Trump was able to turbocharge his support even more than it was 4 years ago. But Joe Biden does seem to have cut into his numbers in a couple other places. But, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. Zach, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.